Now, what is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
How about it, Scotty?
Do people mispronounce this?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Do people misspell it?
Yeah, hey. It's supposed to be two Y's on the end of Scotty. If you don't type it like that, then a lot of shit don't pop up. It don't sync together. But yeah, definitely correct way. Two Y's on the end of Scotty.
And speaking of spelling, why the extra Y?
Because it's more like people screaming and shit. Like, you know, they dragging it along. You know how it go.
Now, which one do you notice people do more? Mispronounce or misspell this stage name of yours?
Damn, that's a hard question. It's like both of them like at 100%. Like they do them both like the same.
Now, do you accept any abbreviations of this stage name of yours?
Yeah, HBS. Yeah.
And do you prefer people call you by your full stage name or this abbreviation?
My full stage name though, but for the people who can't get the shit right, HBS or Hot Buster.
And do you have any preference between either of those abbreviations there?
Yeah, Hot Buster mean more though. So yeah.
And what about that one versus your full stage name once again? Which one do you prefer?
I prefer Hot Buster, but How about it, Scotty, for, you know, political reasons.
Now, any connection to the following recording artists? Scotty ATL.
Scotty ATL, no connection. Shout out to Scotty ATL, though. Bruh be doing the grills and shit like that. Like, been watching Bruh for years, like, probably before I was doing music, like, you know what I'm saying? But nah, no connection, though. Shit, we could tap in. You tell Scotty ATL, get at me. You hear me? Yeah. Give me a drop a 10, drop a 15 or something. You know what I'm saying? Get me.
Any connection to Scotty Kane?
Scotty Kane? Nah. I ain't never been out of Louisiana or nothing like that. I don't even know nobody out there. But nah, ain't no connection.
Any connection to Travis Scott?
Travis Scott. No connection. Hell nah. Probably doing that motherfucker then. Sure.
And even though no connection, any issues with any of those names?
Nah, hell nah.
Because of the use of Scott, Scotty?
Nah, hell nah. I ain't gangbanging no names or nothing like that. So, you know, that shit all cool shit.
Now, care to share your screen name on Instagram?
Huh?
Your screen name, your username, your handle, Instagram.com/.
Only one hard body. Only one hard body. No underscores, no nothing.
Now, in your bio on that social media platform, you have S2S.
Yeah.
Care to share the meaning behind that?
The streets. That's the streets. We are the streets. My streets, our rules. We are the streets.
All right, now I want to ask you this.
What up?
For those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
1300 block of Congress Street, Southeast, the heart of Southeast. You probably one of the grimiest areas in Southeast, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm born there though.
And what part of the world is that located in?
D.C., Washington, D.C.
And care to share where you were raised?
The same place. I was born and raised there, same place, you know what I'm saying?
And do you still reside there these days?
Nah, I'm a ghost now, though. I'm a ghost now, though, you know what I'm saying? You know, money make me a piss, you know what I'm saying?
Care to share where you reside these days?
I'm a ghost now, you know what I'm saying? I'm a ghost now, so, you know. Where do ghosts live?
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone.
Right.
But can you give the audience 5 tips visiting Washington, D.C.?
As far as what, though?
Generally speaking.
5 tips visiting Washington, D.C. You got to know somebody. Like, I mean, you don't got to know nobody depending on how you're moving. But if you in the field, then you got to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? 2, mind your business. You know what I'm saying? Mind your fucking business. 3, always, you know, trust your own hand as far as protection and shit like that. Good food spots, certain areas, you know what I'm saying? You can't eat everywhere. I ain't gonna lie to you like that. Can't eat everywhere in the city, but good food spots in the city. And other than that shit, you'll be cool. Like, you come to the city, somebody show you the way, you know what I'm saying? You tap in, niggas show you the way, you know what I'm
saying? Now, do you have a favorite food spot?
Victory is good as shit. That's in D.C. It's a couple spots, like, outside of D.C., like, probably fall in Maryland, technically, shit like that. But Victory is good as shit in the city. I can say that. I fuck with Victory shit.
Now, when it comes to this establishment, is there only one location of this, or are there multiple locations?
I don't know. I ain't even sure. I ain't even really check that out, but because I'm in the city, so I'll be stabbing that joint. I ain't even really sure. I could check that out, though.
Now, when you do enter that establishment and get something to eat, what do you personally order?
Man, they got this lobster pasta. They crab legs, all that shit be on the one. Salmon with the, man, stop playing. Stop playing, you heard me? Nigga don't know how to eat, man. You dig.
And for transparency, are you sponsored by this establishment?
Nah, hell nah. I ain't sponsored by them. But, you know, my wife took me there, you know what I'm saying? She took me there and shit. So I've been fucking with the January since, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you use the phrase wifey. Is that figuratively speaking, or are you legally married?
Nah, I ain't legally married. But hopefully shit. All the shit I've been through, shit. Hopefully.
Care to share who this person is in your life?
I don't care to share, but you know. I'm protective. I'm protective of that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Care to share at least how long she's had that position of wifey?
Shit. I mean, for a minute, though, you know. Longtime friend, though, you know what I'm saying? Real shit. We knew each other on some childhood shit, but you know. I could say years, though, you know. Hopefully I make it happen, though.
Now, when it comes to swipey,
yeah.
Do you remember how you two met for the very first time?
Me and Swipe, we met for the first time. We actually met through a mutual friend. We met through a mutual friend who I had to beat the fuck up. But I met Swipe through him and shit, and we was fucking with each other recent and shit, you know.
Remember what age this was in your life? If you were in school at the time, maybe what grade?
Hell no, I wasn't in school for sure. It was probably like 2013, something like that. If I'm not mistaken, it was like 2013. We met in the studio up CHB. It's a hood in DC, uptown DC. It was a recreation center. They just built it, but they had the studio at the top and shit. Actually, my first time meeting Swipe and shit in person, when he came to that same studio, he had called me on the phone and shit. He called me on the phone and shit because I had gotten into it with his man. I got into it with somebody who, you know, the nigga Ro Millie. I got into it with him before. I even met Swipe, you know what I'm saying? So when we was about to meet, he was trying to, you know, politic that and shit, but that shit was light, you know what I'm saying? Or however, whatever it was. But that's how I actually met him, you know what I'm saying? Because of other shit.
Do you remember the last correspondence you had with him before he passed away?
That's a good ass question. Yeah, the last correspondence I had with Swipe, we performed, we did a show together. I think it was where the fuck was it? It was at a school. It was a school joint. He was doing all the schools. He ended up calling me one day. I performed with him. I performed with him and shit. And after that, he had something happened where he got his show shot up and shit in D.C. or whatever. I think that was like a little while before he had got killed. But my very, very last correspondence with him, when I talked to him probably like a week before he got killed and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was a whole bunch of shit going on with him. And I hollered at him and shit was just like, you know, trying to let him know, like, man, you know, you got to take this shit serious out here. You know, trying to let him know you got to protect yourself and shit. Like, it's bigger than some rap shit. You know what I'm saying? Hollering at his all his folks and them and shit. But he ended up getting killed like a week later. You know what I'm saying? Off a lot of shit that we was talking about. You know what I'm saying? That shit really fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, Bryce to call me randomly. You know what I'm saying? Big bro, what's up, big bro? My manager at the time and shit was letting me know, like, man, you got the biggest nigga in the city, you know, tapping in with you and shit, like, bro, fucking with you. And then you search Swipe name for real, like, bro ain't got a lot of music with a lot of people. Like, he ain't had music with a lot of motherfuckers, selected motherfuckers. But some of that shit was probably paid for and was probably along down the line with him getting bigger. So that's really drawing people to him. But him coming up and shit, like, he ain't really had music with a lot of people outside of his nigga. And, you know, I fucked with Swipe. So when I be typing that shit and still typing his name in and shit sometimes, like, I only see my name and a couple other motherfuckers' names, you know, next to his as far as you could see who he was fucking with type shit. But, you know, yeah, Shorty was a good dude, man, for sure.
Now, for clarification, was this a text conversation you had with him, a FaceTime conversation? A verbal conversation on the phone, a physical conversation in person.
I mean, I had many conversations with him.
But the last correspondence?
The last correspondence I had with him was on FaceTime. It was on FaceTime and shit. That was the last time I talked to him. It was like a few days before he died and shit.
How were you notified he had passed away?
It was summertime. I was in the bed, sleep, hot as shit. I'm in the bed, hot as shit. At my folks' joint at the time. And it was my baby mother joint, matter of fact. I was at my baby mother house. And she came, woke me up. Oh, they the kill Swipey, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like, damn, I get up out of my sleep looking at the shit. Everybody was posting that shit, like that shit shook the city up. For real though.
Do you have a favorite memory of him you'd like to share with the audience today?
Favorite memory with Swipe. We motherfucking did the Nobody. We did like three songs that night together. It's a vlog he got out with. It's a director named Charlie V. He was real tight with Swipe too and shit, you know what I'm saying? He motherfucking came with him to the studio. It was him and a couple other dudes. That was my favorite memory with Slim. You know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of niggas, you know, be hesitant on fucking with me and shit as far as music. And, you know, I don't know what be niggas' problem. But Shorty came to fuck with me. And he was hot at the time. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about no bread or none of that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? He came to fuck with me. We knocked out big work. You know, it was genuine. So, you know.
So the very first time you collaborated with him musically, it was organic. It wasn't a business transaction.
Right. Not right. None of it was a business transaction.
And who initiates that collaboration the very first time you two are on a song together? Is that him initiating that? Is that you initiating that?
Honestly, I think it was more like both of us, because we just met. So we trying to figure out what we can do. And bruh was on some like different shit. And I do the bash rap, you know what I'm saying? Or gangster rap, whatever they want to call it. I do that too, but I do different shit too. And bruh, you know, had heard certain little shit, so that, you know, we were just figuring out what can we do together. So we both more was picking at it, like, let's do something. We really had an album before it came out. It was gonna be called Perks and Promethazine. Cause bruh was on the, you know, they was on that shit hard, and we was on the Perks and shit hard, so we was gonna split it half and half. Like, people don't even know about that shit, you know what I'm saying? We ain't even really get a chance to get towards it. Cause bruh started blowing up, and you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can really get around bruh and shit. But, you know, yeah, that's what we was gonna do too.
So was it just a discussion and a thought of that project, or was there some recordings set aside for that project?
Yeah, I mean, we had like two joints. No, it was three joints, but one of my old homies and one of his old homies was on there too. So we had to basically put more work in, you know what I'm saying? But we never got a chance to get around to it. We actually had the cover art done. This was like 2013. This was back then. I was in Atlanta at the time, and I had the cover art done. I'm not sure, and that was like, it was purple and white. It was purple, half white. He was on this side, I was on this side. You know what I'm saying? It was Perks and Promethazine. But that was when I called myself YG Freak, because I changed my name and all that shit. But man, that drip would be lit. But we did have a couple songs that Nobody was gonna be on there, that Limbaz was gonna be on there for sure. A drink called No Discussions, we got old shit, you know what I'm saying? But at that time, like, all that shit was probably gonna be a part of the project.
Can you explain the name change?
The name change, just a bunch of shit happening outside, a bunch of shit happening internally, you know, and grow for real. How they do it, they come out of the cocoon and shit. It's one of them type things, you know what I'm saying? But I've been calling myself Hard Body Scotty since the beginning. I just was living real life, and that name was what they was calling me really in life, in real life. So everybody calling me that. And if you go to my first songs, I'm screaming Hard Body Scotty when they first come on. But I'm putting it out as YG Freak, because everybody going to search that when they go look for me. So I just ran with that. But, you know, it was a good weapon for me as far as the name change and all that.
For those in the audience, care to share any of those songs under the old stage name, but you were saying the new stage name in those songs?
Shit, almost everything from like that back then, like 2012, 2013 and up, till where I actually changed my name to that, I was already saying it in the song. For sure.
But you were saying it in songs without the plan of changing the name. That name change happened organically over time.
Not really. It was more anticipated, because I already want my rap name to be that. I already wanted to name myself that. But the first name caught fire. So, you know, it was more a fear of changing it. And then it was, as I'm starting to see how things work, I'm knowing that I can use that later to rebrand and shit like that. That's really what I took it in as I didn't use it back then. So I'm like, shit, I'm gonna just keep it and do what I knew I need to do with it.
You mentioned there's a vlog. Care to share what platform that vlog is located for those in the audience that want to go see that?
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. So I know if you type in like YG Freak Swipey, it'll pop up. Even though that ain't my name no more, but it'll pop up, you know what I'm saying? It's still shit that's got YG Freak on it. If you type in that on YouTube, it's shit that got that on it that'll pop up. Because I ain't in contact with the directors and shit to switch the name, or it's just like the shit old, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really reaching to change.
Was there a title of that vlog, or do you know what channel on YouTube that vlog is on?
It's on Charlie V. It's on Charlie V Instagram. I don't know how I spell it. I be forgetting how to spell it, but if you type in Swipey Vlogs or something, it'll pop up.
His Instagram or his YouTube?
Just on YouTube. Just type in his name on YouTube. It's the vlog now on his channel. Is on the person who recorded it channel. But we was in it.
You just used the phrase Instagram, so I was just clarifying that.
Yeah, nah, it was on YouTube.
Now, in regards to Swipey, what's the best advice you received from him or most important thing you learned being around him?
See, bruh taught me, he taught me a lot of shit just by how he was living. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he took the rap shit and straight went full blast with the shit. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of shit worked for him. You know what I'm saying? When shit don't work for you, or you know what I'm saying, when it don't work as smoothly, or if you get undercut. You know what I'm saying? He got undercut, unfortunately, but not before he made a name for himself. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? But he definitely taught me, like, you can't ease up on shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you gonna have that attitude, you gotta always have that attitude. Or if you not gonna always, you know what I'm saying, not always touch something, you gotta always not touch it or not do it. Like, bruh taught me that for real. You know what I'm saying? Just watching his whole little movements and just how he was doing his thing. And a motherfucker ain't grant him, you know what I'm saying, which they not. Just like, come on, bruh, we on Earth. You know what I'm saying? We on Earth. You know where you at. You know how this shit flip. But, you know, I seen good in Shorty, man. That's all I can say, man.
Now, how many songs are there of you two publicly available at this point?
Probably like four. Nobody, the Len Bias joint he was on, him and Shy. No Discussions with me, him, and his other homies. And it's another joint. It was like four joints, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. It was like four joints we did.
Are there any more songs of you two unreleased?
Not that I know of. We ain't never really get a chance to link up again on no music shit. Like, I seen him a couple times before he got killed. But it wasn't on no studio shit. Like, I wasn't always a rapper, so even as I was rapping. Excuse me, even as I'm rapping, I'm still outside. So I ain't really doing rapper shit all the time. So sometimes I'm just outside, you know what I'm saying?
So when you meet him for the first time, were you a rapper at that point?
Yeah, I just had started rapping around the same time, not too far from when I met him. I was rapping not too far from that point where I met him.
Now, wanna respectfully ask you this next question. And rewinding back to something you said. Now, you mentioned that your last correspondence with him was a FaceTime conversation where you were talking about a few things. And then you mentioned that when he was killed, it shook the city up. Something of that nature, you said.
Right.
How did you perceive his death? Was it, and again, using the words respectfully here, was it something based on that conversation you had with him in the last correspondence? Was that something of the nature of, I told you so, or I knew this was going to happen? Or when you are alerted that he passes away, what was your initial thinking?
I mean, it wasn't really like, I told you so shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a nigga trying to look out for him. But, you know, it's just so much shit with his name wrapped up around his name, like people trying to, you know, he in a mix with motherfucker. So, yeah, sort of. It was more like, it wasn't a told you so thing, but it was some shit we just talked about. You know what I'm saying? And if that makes sense.
Do you think he adhered to what you said, or
yeah. Yeah,
he
didn't? Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. I feel like he adhered to what I said. But at the same time, I'm not directly around Swipe. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who he was talking to and trying to give advice to and shit like that. I mean, or people giving him advice, I mean, that's not directly around him to the fact they can alter or try to use themselves or have, you know, and whatever card they're gonna flip for him. But nobody really, a lot of people like that's giving them this knowledge is not really directly around them. The people who directly around them, obviously, you know, they rolling with them. They gonna do whatever that's going on. So, you know, that's how that shit went.
Okay, again, asking you this respectfully, based on that conversation of your last correspondence with him, when you are alerted the news that he is killed,
right?
Are you surprised? Are you shocked?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm shocked. Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm shocked. Because I ain't, you know, anybody could be killed. Anybody could be killed, but, you know, some people you just can't see on the lab. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker got too much energy or they just, you know, they just got that type of aura. Like, some people you can't see them. You can't fathom that, you know what I'm saying? Or just see them like, damn, like, get up type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like Quet, just like my best friend Quet, my cousin Bing, you blood, you can't fathom them unalive, like both of them niggas lit, both of them niggas, you know what I'm saying, up here when you see them, this what's up, you like the energy just too high, you like it's love, you can't see them not with that energy, you know what I'm saying, so fuck yeah, I was fucked up, like. When my best friend died Slim, I seen him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a chance to get up on him. Like, I did got shot, like, on some real, you know, brother shit, like, nigga outside. Like, we ain't nervous of this shit. Like, we know how this shit gonna flip. But I got a chance to get up on him, bro, you hear me? And he was alive. But once we knew, like, he died, like, that shit crushed me, like, on some man shit. Niggas not gonna tell you the real, like, bro, I fell to the ground. I fell on my back, bro. I'm walking down the street on Congress Street. You hear me? I'm on 1300 block of Congress Street, bro. My mans get hit. You hear me? But you hear me? That shit hit me out of nowhere. I falls on the ground, bro. You hear me? I falls on the ground, real shit. My people's riding past. My folks riding past. Man, get up. You hear me? Get your ass up, bro. It's cold as shit. You hear me? Woo, they like, man, we heard. Get up. But yeah, I felt sort of like that, you know, but it was just the fact, like, you know, that was my Lord, nigga, bro. That was my man. But I felt the same way when all my niggas died, though, Slim. You know, real shit, long leg Bank, man. Long leg Q, man. You know, long leg the guys, Gunna, everybody, you know, real shit, man.
When it comes to your best friend that you're referencing, you actually see him pass away in front of you?
I mean, yeah, you could say that. He got shot, we end up getting the word he got shot, we get up on him. We runs, get up on him and shit, you know. Yeah, so yeah, we seen him. You know what I'm saying? Fed style traffic, making us get back and shit, cause you know they gonna take the shit off, all that. But hell yeah, I seen him. I seen my grandmother die. You hear me? I seen my grandmother die in front of me. Seen Quet die in front of me, bro. Long live West, you hear me? Rest in peace, West, man. Good nigga, you end up seeing West. My man West get hit, I end up getting up on West. We see West dead, you hear me? Real shit. But you know, shit, that's how shit flip out with you. They go back to the shit, you know, that fucked me up about Swipe dying. Just all the shit we talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Who was the first person you seen pass away in front of you with your own eyes?
The first person I seen pass away in front of me, it was my grandmother. My mother, but my grandmother, you know, she raised me since I was 2 days old, you know what I'm saying? And she had a heart attack and shit. She had a massive heart attack. And, you know, 6 in the morning, sun up, coming from the pool, and, you know, no electric on and shit. She had a massive heart attack. I had to run a few houses and call the people on the phone and all kind of shit. Her chest blew up and shit, all kind of shit. But she was the first person I seen die in front of me. And that shit went on from there. You hear me? Real shit. Shit went on from there. Nigga, they seen so many motherfuckers on the live. You hear me? Like that, the shit is wicked. Like, you hear me? So, you hear me? Nigga gotta, nigga don't be having no feeling sometimes. It gotta be that person. Like, that's how the shit is now. Like, it gotta be a motherfucker that's dead close. Like, too many people dying so random. So, you know, a strange way that it's like you can't even take the shit in sometimes. You hear me? You can't even take the shit. You'll hit, it'll hit you later and be like, damn, bro, dad get killed. Or you be like, you know, bro, die not. Car accident or some shit. Ooh. Too much shit. Too many lives been unalive.
How many people do you think you've seen pass away in front of you? You've literally seen the life taken away from them. Or their life leave their body.
Probably like four. Probably like four.
When it came to your grandmother's situation, what age were you when you witnessed that?
Nine. Yeah, nine.
Now, there are those in the audience that seen the depiction of death.
Right.
In entertainment.
Right.
In the forms of television.
Right.
Movies. Video games. They hear the descriptions in music.
Right.
Things of that nature. What's the difference seeing death depicted in a movie, for example, versus in real life for those in the audience that haven't had that experience?
The difference is like, it give you a feeling, you know what I'm saying? It give you a feeling. So if you can't take that shit, like that shit'll trip you out, or it'll change shit, and which is gonna change shit regardless, but it'll change you differently, holding on your integrity or just your mindset or however you could hold it down. But it's a total difference to see, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker lifeless versus a movie or versus, you know, just it's not all the way the same type shit, or you ain't really up on them to see a motherfucker taking their last and grasping and grabbing and you feel what I'm saying? It's a total difference versus some movie shit, you know what I'm saying? Or some video game shit, for sure.
Now, was going to ask you this question in reference to Swipey, but because you've seen death happen in front of you four times at the very least, as you described, mentally, has this been something you sought any professional help over?
Hell no. Ain't no professional help for that kind of shit. Like, you know, that's what they be trying to get you to think you need some type of professional help. Because that's how they get their money, by you coming to holler at them. For what? For what? You hear me? I hold this shit down. Like, that shit, I don't know what be wrong with motherfucker. All the marriage therapy and all that shit, man. Keep them folks out y'all business, man. You hear me? Stop motherfucker playing out here and make a decision, work that shit out, or leave each other. You hear me? All that. Keep putting motherfuckers in your business. You paying them thousands and hundreds on top of hundreds to talk. Your business to them? You got me fucked up. And then when y'all break up, what the fuck they, what do they come in at? Or y'all still split? Or y'all end up working it out? You realize you never needed to talk to the therapist at the end of the day. You hear me? You realize that in the end. Anybody went to therapy, yeah, they say it probably helped because you vent to someone. If you stop being mad at your partner or you stop being mad at who you in therapy with, then vent to them. Fuck. I ain't paying no wireless money to go to no therapy.
Now, just to be fair here, is this an assumption that you have, or Have you ever had any mental health professional in your life? Have you experienced?
I fractured my skull 2021 in Fulton County. So, you know, they were trying to have me to have a bunch of psychiatrists and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Because they was like, it's going to make me depressed and stuff like that. Like, I ain't going to want to be around people and, you know, all that shit. I was in a coma, all kind of shit. So they ain't even know how I made it. So I turned that shit down. Like, I'm stronger than that, bro. You hear me? Like, I'm stronger than that. I done seen too much shit, done too much shit to, you know, succumb to a paper, to a black and white document. Fuck no, bro. You hear me? I ain't doing that shit. If it ain't me going to jail about somebody playing with my mother or my son or something like that, or if it ain't me signing a $100 million contract or some shit like that, man, keep that shit all black and white. You hear me? That shit ain't nobody business, but I'm way stronger than that, bro. And y'all stronger than what motherfucker tell y'all is too. Y'all don't need a bunch of shit y'all think y'all need.
So just to be clear, you've never had any mental health professional?
Yeah, I never had no mental health, nothing. For what? You hear me? My son's 6 years old, bro. You hear me? He loved me. You hear me? Been there for him. I watched him pop out. I watched my son pop out the pussy. Like, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You hear me? I cut the cord. And, you hear me? Like, since I was legit, like, it ain't going to be too much I see that's going to shake me up. You hear me? Like, I done seen the heavens and been back, bro. Yeah, for sure.
And that's in reference to the coma?
For sure.
You had a near-death experience?
For sure.
And just to be clear on the near-death experience, for those in the audience, as defined by Oxford Languages, a near-death experience is, quote, an unusual experience taking place on the brink of death and recounted by a person after recovery, typically an out-of-body experience or a vision of a tunnel of light, end quote. You've had that.
For sure. For sure.
Care to share what that was like?
Chilling. I actually saw different shit. I actually saw different things. You know what I'm saying? I actually saw different things. Like, it wasn't vivid though. It wasn't off no, like, it's constant. Like, me and you seeing what we seeing each millisecond of time. You know what I'm saying? It was flashing in and out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's black and then it's pictures and it's visions and shit, but it's going back black. You know what I'm saying? Then it's shit again, but sometimes it's up shit. Sometimes it's down shit. So I'm seeing flash and red lights and all kind of shit. And sometimes I'm seeing bright lights. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing white lights and birds and shit. You know what I'm saying? But my light flashed first before my eyes, though. When we crashed, I hit my shit on the door and that shit must sent me because I passed out the gate. I woke up like 3 minutes, like a minute or two later to my folks and them waking me up, like, get up, get up. I was all bunches of Henny and shit. So the shit gave me an adrenaline boost. Whole time, I'm fucked up, you know what I'm saying? My brain is filling up with blood and shit. As I'm getting up and I passes out like at the gas station, like 5 minutes after waking up again, you know what I'm saying? I goes out all the way that time. They took me to Grady and shit. Then I wakes up like 7 days later or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I wake up like 7 days later. Real shit. My girl said, man, what's today is? She like this. She like, what's today is? I said, the third. She go like this. It was not the third, boy. Yeah, it was days after. Stop playing.
But you use the phrase heavens. Was that being tongue-in-cheek? Was that being sarcastic?
Nah, I ain't being sarcastic because I think it was. I think it was, shit. You hear me? All the shit I've been through, bro. Like, I think it was like this. I'd have been shot at close range, bro. You hear me? Like, like probably from this corner of the room to that corner, or probably a little further over. I ain't gonna hype it, but close as shit. I looked to this corner, and I see a shirt dangling on the corner of the building. So I pays it no mind. This I know that it was real. I pays it no mind. So now I got voices in my head, like somebody turning the volume up. Boy, you bullshitting, you better move, they gonna smoke you. You hear me, you lacking, you ain't got it on you. Woo is just blowing up in my head loud, you know what I'm saying? And if I would have turned back again to not trust what I heard or to not trust what I knew what was real, I would have been shot up. I moved. I didn't even look again after I heard my conscience in my mind, in my ear. It was just getting louder like a movie. I moved and the shots went off. Bah, 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 bah. You hear me? I guess hit. You hear me? I guess hit. Gets hit under the elbow. I keeps it moving. But just saying that to say to y'all, I trusted God's word. You hear me? I trust the Lord's word and I ain't look. If I would have looked, I'd probably been dead. I probably wouldn't be having this interview with y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? So for sure, I seen the heavens. Me.
Just to be clear, you were shot twice?
It was grazed head and one on the hip.
Grazed on the hip or you were shot in the hip?
Yeah, like on the bone, like knock my meat off on the bone. Like it just ain't go, it didn't go through me, but it was on me enough. You know what I'm saying? It was on me enough, bro. That shit knocked shit off me. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk for like a week, real shit. My underneath my elbow got grazed. Like, it was more like untouched, but it was skin, like strawberry. You know what I'm saying? This joint was like it was a big chunk, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's still like how it is now. Real shit, it's a big chunk, man.
So were you shot, technically speaking, or grazed in the hip?
Man, everybody I talked to, they said shot, and I ain't go to hospital because I ain't had to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm blessed, bro. You hear me? Real shit. If I could find a little piece that got knocked off, I would have showed it to y'all.
With all these experiences that you've just described, in this portion of questions, why do you think you're still here on Earth?
Damn, that's like the, bro, you gotta be like the, if I had $2 bills for, if I had $100 bill for everybody who asked me that shit, man, but I got money, you know what I'm saying? But man, all the shit I've been through, bro, and you know, thinking why I'm still here for real, for real. Cause I ain't done yet. I ain't meet my mark yet. You hear me? I get chopped down. I've been getting chopped down a lot as far as being a prophet. And nobody don't want to accept or nobody don't believe you when you know what I'm saying? If motherfucker set it up for you to be the motherfucker that the symbols or the signs come through, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about being better or nothing. But shorty is on point or he, you know what I'm saying? The signs is coming through him. So, you know, it's a lot of purposes. I got a 6-year-old son. You know what I'm saying? My son, he's smart as fuck. And I know for sure he need me. It's 2023. You hear me? Y'all see what's on y'all TVs. You hear me? Like, y'all seeing all this shit going on. So, for sure, I know that's a part of the purpose. But, you know, it got to be to bigger than just my son. You know what I'm saying? It's about the fam. You know what I'm saying? It's about our whole story, all the shit the family been through to knowing, Lord knowing, put the shit, give Shorty a shot, you know what I'm saying, to try to be a prophet, you know what I'm saying, for the family. That's what it's about, you know what I'm saying, and I'm gonna do it. That's what it's about. My purpose is to save them, bro. You hear me? Real shit. I feel like that's my ultimate purpose, is to save them. Like, literally.
Do you follow a religion by any chance?
I mean, you know, they raised us Christian. But, you know, who knows what all this shit mean, bro? For real, bro. I do know it's a higher power, bro. All this shit ain't getting made out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Which I still don't fully understand a lot of the physical shit like that they saying, like how Earth was made and shit like that. I'm not into that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was raised Christian. But it be twists and ties to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like all the way across the board. Like, so I do believe in a higher power. I'm not saying I'm not Christian. I don't go to church like that. You know what I'm saying? I'ma keep it a buck with you. Keep it a bean with you, Mo. I don't go to church like that. I go and I think funerals did that. Really. I think funerals cut my chain with church. Probably as much as the fuckery. You feel what I'm saying? Me having to be in church for a funeral all the time, on top of all the shit going on in church, that they make it like, you know, this God's house type shit. And I'm not bashing church or none of that shit. I just feel like everybody got it in themselves to, you know what I'm saying, to choose whatever they gonna choose as far as changing things in their lives, have it at work. Like, church, me not going to church not gonna make me no less closer to God, you know what I'm saying? Real shit. So that's why I stopped going to church, when I realized it's in me, you know what I'm saying? It's on me. But it, what if they tear down all the churches? What the fuck? It's physical. So of course that shit could be erased. It's on you, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need no church or nothing like that, but you know, I do believe in power. Like, I didn't seen too much shit, bro, and been through too much shit to not believe in something bigger than me, you know what I'm saying? Real shit, I done had surgery on my eye right here. I almost lost this eye. Then had surgery underneath this joint, like liquid stitches and shit. Then wore eye patch and shit for years. Like, you hear me? Like, so much shit that went on, but I done been in car accidents before, fracturing my skull and shit. You know, we young as shit, bad as shit, UUVs and shit. Shout out Jack Stepp. Shout out my nigga Jack Stepp. Like, every time this nigga seen me after he seen us in that car, he said something about it. Like, that's how he knowing, like, boy, you lucky y'all made it out that car type shit. We was little as shit. And he watched us do Z. He watched us do Z in the joint and crash. I almost broke my motherfucking neck back then. I was like probably 10, 11 years old in the UUV on Congress Street. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Jack Stepp. You know, my man, he talked to me about that shit almost every time I seen him. For years, you hear me? Every time I see him, he'll bring up that damn car. Real shit.
That eye patch was part of the fractured skull incident?
Fuck no. The eye patch shit happened when I was a young nigga. I was like Sam. I was like 7, 8 years old and shit. Me and my brother and shit, this nigga supposed to be punished. This nigga supposed to be punished and shit. And mind you, my grandmother raised me and shit. So I'm going to see my real mother and shit. Gets over there, this nigga supposed to be punished. So she like, take the trash out for me, boo, woo, woo. I get to grabbing the trash, taking the trash out. Shorty is savage, you hear me? So he get to trying to find his way out the door because of your punishment and shit. And you know how shit go, like, y'all got extended family or just a motherfucker who don't really come over like that. Your mother just ease up on shit. When they come around, shit, let who in trouble run around and shit like that. So we end up outside. He get to throwing the rocks at this abandoned building and shit. You been there for years. We trying to bust the glass out the drink. This nigga, I'm behind him. He trying to throw the rock, but I guess it slipped out his hand backwards because I'm behind him. The jump hits me, boom, knocks me out. You hear me? Like, my shit bloody everywhere. He picks me up. Like, I'm out. I can't even open this eye. Like, every time I open this joint, it's burning and shit. He picked me up. I was knocked out, but when he picked me up, I'm waking up now. He like, nigga, get up. He takes me in the house. You know what I'm saying? Take me in the fucking... in my mother's house, you hear me? Everybody was tripping on him and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them, letting them know, like, man, you know what I'm saying? He didn't do that shit. He didn't do that shit on purpose because, you know, bro was bad as shit. So they try to make it like, bro did the shit on purpose and shit. So I'm like, man, he didn't do the shit on purpose. Whatever. But hell nah, that shit ain't come from that. That ain't come from the same incident. There was different incidents and shit.